The title of my message today is Motherly Love. Since today is Mother's Day, I'm going to talk about motherly love. There are many examples in the Bible of women who are good mothers. This morning, we will look at a few of them. Please turn in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 2. Exodus chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid him in the flags by the river bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done with him. Jochebed and her family were slaves in Egypt. Pharaoh had a decree that all the baby boys were to be thrown into the river and drowned. Jochebed loved Moses so much that she made an ark to protect him. This basket was made of bulrushes and pitch. Pitch is kind of like tar and would have kept all the water from seeping in Moses' ark. She loved Moses enough to let him go and trusted him into God's care. And we know how this story ends. Miraculously, Moses gets adopted by Pharaoh's daughter, and Jochebed gets to care for her son without fear till he is grown. Moses later becomes the leader of the Israelites and was greatly used by God. Jochebed was a good mother because she did what was best for her child and trusted God to take care of him. The second mother we're going to talk about is the widow woman from 2 Kings chapter 4. Second Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elijah say unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in the house. She said, Thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow the vessels aboard of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. Our passage spoke of a widow woman with a great need. Her husband was dead and she was in great debt. Her creditors wanted to take her sons for slave unless she paid her debt. She was a wise mother. You can tell this because she went to the man of God for help. Elijah told her to gather and borrow as many pots as she could to fill with the little oil she had. God performed a great miracle that day because the small pitcher of oil filled all the pots she had gathered and never ran out. She then sold the oil and paid her debt. The widow woman was a good mother because she worked hard and did everything in her power to protect her sons. God blessed her because she put her faith in him. The last mother we're going to look at this morning is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Please turn in your Bibles to John chapter 2. John chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to a marriage. And when they wanted wine, The mother of Jesus say unto him, They have no wine. Jesus say unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet to come. His mother say unto the servants, Whatsoever he say unto you, do it. In this passage we just read, Jesus, his mother, and his disciples were all invited to a wedding feast. At the dinner, it was found that there was no grape juice to be served. Mary told Jesus about this dilemma because she knew he could do something about it. Jesus performed a great miracle that day. He turned the water into wine, which is grape juice. Mary believed in Jesus. She was his biggest fan. My mother's my biggest fan, especially on the soccer field. Mary was a good mother because she loved Jesus, believed in him, and was with him through the good times and the bad times. She witnessed many miracles, but she also watched her son die on the cross. So in conclusion, we can see a good mother is one who protects her children and trusts in God, like Jochebed. She works hard and obeys God, like the widow woman. She loves God, believes in her child, and is there for them in the good times and the bad times, like Mary. I wrote a small poem for this occasion. Roses are red, violets are blue. Thank you, mothers, for all that you do. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for today, and thank you that I was given the opportunity to give this message that you gave me, and thank you that everyone was able to come out, and thank you that it is a nice day, and thank you that it isn't raining too hard, and please help the rest of the service to go well. In Jesus' name, amen.